this opportunity so that he may share his word. Let us open Nehemiah chapter 5, 14 to 19. Nehemiah chapter 5, 14 to 19. Nehemiah chapter 5, 14 to 19. For the entire 12 years that I was governor of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of the reign of King Artaxerxes, neither I nor my officials drew on our officials' food allowance. The former governors, in contrast, had laid heavy burden on the people, demanding a daily ration of food and wine, besides 40 pieces of silver. Even their assistants took advantage of the people, but because I fear God, I did not act that way. I also devoted myself to working on the well. I refused to acquire any land, and I required all my servants to spend time working on the well. I asked for nothing, even though I regularly feed 150 Jewish officials at my table, besides all the visitors from other lands. The provision I paid for each day included one ox, six choice sheep or goats, and a large number of poultry. And every 10 days, we needed a larger supply of all kinds of wine. Yet, I refused to claim the governor's food allowance because the people already carried a heavy burden. Remember, oh my God, all that I have done for these people, and bless me for this. Amen. This morning, I would like to focus my attention on verse 14 to 19, although we'll develop some sections from the first verse to 13. So we are reading Nehemiah chapter 5. You know, we are standing here. We are in Goma. We are in Congo, in the east part of the DR Congo, which is broken by the recurrent conflict, which is broken by the violence, which is broken by the massacre, which is broken by the Ebola, which is broken by the sexual violence, which is broken by the corruption, expropriation, kidnapping, and injustice. Based on this crisis, the church is still playing a key role. Is it still playing a key role to rebuild the social fabrics in the east of part of Congo? Why these crises continue to break down the social fabrics? The eastern part of the DR Congo had been the field of slave trade. While you read some books, you can see that some inhabitants of the eastern part of the DR Congo were taken as slaves. They until the colonization under the Belgian, they until the dictatorship under Mobutu, and thousands of inhabitants of the DR Congo, they continue to until the oppression. Now, during the globalization, army groups such as Maimai Shetani, Maimai Mutomboki, some local leaders and international figures never successfully eradicate the root cause of the conflict, never successfully eradicate the root cause of the crisis. So while we read this book of Nehemiah, we can learn something that we can do to contribute to rebuild the social fabrics in the east part of the DR Congo. When you read all the section that we read, you can see that Nehemiah is playing a political role. While you focus deeply on this section, you can learn that he played a key role on the economic dimensions. So, the time he was appointed as the governor of Judah, he didn't work as the previous leaders, but he supported himself. What we can learn from this section, we can see that although He is a political leader. He has time to pray. He has time to talk to God. I don't have enough time to explore all the texts, but you can divide Nehemiah chapter 5 with three sections. The first section from 1 to 3, the second section from 6 to 13, the third section from 14 to 19. From 1 to 3, there you hear complaints, cries of weak people among the Jewish community. Some said, "We have a large family. We need more food to eat." Others said, "We have mortgaged our fields, vineyards, and home to get food during the famine." The Bible says that. Others said, "We have had to borrow money on our fields and vineyard to pay our tax." This is the content of the first section, from 1 to 3. The cries of weak, the cries of ladies who are oppressed by their kinsmen. It's very complicated because you know the time they were in exile. They expected to return to their land. They expected to restore their land. While they are in their land, in Judah, you hear complaints. You hear cries of weak people. In the second section, we learn about Nehemiah's role. There, after hearing the cries of the weak people, Nehemiah stand up and spoke against those nobs. He stand up and spoke against those officials. He stand up and reproached those nobs when he learned that they were selling their kinsmen. It's a complicated problem because, you know, while they returned from the exile, there was a conflict between the returnees and the remnant. But this section of Nehemiah chapter 5, we learn how the crisis is inside of their community. So what we read from the second section, from 6 to 13, we learn how Nehemiah contributed to reproach those officials, those mobs, even himself. He's honest and he can know when he didn't act well. The third section, from 14 to 19, we learn about Nehemiah's leadership. The Bible says that, "I devoted myself to working on the well and refused to acquire any land. I asked for nothing." He refused to claim the governor's food allowance because the people already carried a heavy burden. We focus on the third section that states how Nehemiah ruled the province of Judah. The third section attests a particular leadership. This section reminds the previous leadership which occurred during the first stage of the rebuilding of Jerusalem. When we compare Nehemiah chapter 5 with Ezra chapter 4, you can see a difference. And there you can learn how those previous leaders were leading the province of Judah. Some of them, they did their best so that Judah and all inhabitants of Judah could remain in weak position. What to learn from Nehemiah chapter 5? We learn that during Nehemiah's leadership, he used his position to alleviate the poverty in Judah. When he heard about the crisis in Judah, that time he was in the exile. That time he was in Susa. That you can find it from Nehemiah 1, and you see how he received some visitors from Judah. They told him about the situation of Judah. After hearing that situation of Judah, Nehemiah decided to meet the king, to meet the empire, to explain him the situation of Judah. And he prayed before talking to the king. He prayed because he knows that himself, he is nothing. He needs the support from the Lord. When he reads Nehemiah chapter 2, there you can see how Nehemiah received the support from the king, how he can organize his journey, how he can leave Susa and go to Judah. He can arrive in Judah and then he can satirize the inhabitants of Judah to tell them that you see the situation that we are passing through. You see how we have been oppressed by many people. So let us stand up and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Many of them stood and they supported Nehemiah's project. On chapter 3, there you learn how he organized his work. But Nehemiah chapter 4, you see the conflict which raised during the rebuilding of the wall. You know the story about Sanballat. You know the story about Tobiah, Geshem and others. In chapter 6, there you see a complicated conflict. A conflict between the workers and the enemies. It's very sad to see how those who were involved to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, they plotted with the enemies. But Nehemiah didn't give up, but he remained focused and he continued to rebuild the wall, although some of his workers support the enemies. I think the situation that we are passing through in the DR Congo can be similar to that broken down the Jewish society during Nehemiah's leadership, because while you see how all politicians, some leaders, the role they are playing to support some armed groups, even some superpowers figures, how they can continue to support some armed groups, you can see that the plot is so complex. In Nehemiah chapter 6, you learn how the plot is very complex because some of workers, they support the enemies. And the situation that we are passing through, it's complex. So what can we learn? From Nehemiah chapter 6, there you learn how Nehemiah himself remained focused. What can we learn from Nehemiah? We can learn that Nehemiah played a particular leadership. He didn't lead the province of Judah like the previous leaders, but he knew the situation of the inhabitants. He knew how those people were poor. So he cannot collect again taxes. He cannot collect money from those people who are poor. Based on that state, based on that situation, Nehemiah himself, he supported himself. We can learn many things from this text of Nehemiah. The place where we live, maybe you are leading an organization, a project, but you can support yourself because you see some brothers and sisters, while they have positions, while they lead some projects, they need to have more money. They need to increase their economy. Although they receive salaries, you can see some of them, they can continue to support the corruption. Although they collect money, although they collect funds, although they collect even resources, they are even greed to continue to support the corruption. I don't teach you new things in Congo because you know very well how people, they know the short way to collect more money. In short, this is the question. Do I listen to the cries of weak people? How do I respond when a weak tell me his story? I can hear the sorrow of survivors of sexual violence. I can hear the sorrow of those people who have been kidnapped. When I hear those stories, do I respond like Nehemiah? The second point, am I honest when I talk? The third point, can I play a particular role in a society corrupted, in a broken society? The fourth point, Am I an intercessor? Can I pray for others? Can I remember those patients? Can I remember those who are in jail? Can I remember even some rulers? And the fifth point, Nehemiah didn't turn back, although he was facing conflict supported by enemies, supported by some workers. He remained focused. May the Lord bless us. Amen.